Blog Talk Radio.
One plus one equals two. That's mathematics. Eternal power, right back another day, another hour, putting this timely and mighty truth out to elevate and evolve the mind. Of course, this is Evolutionary Radio, broadcasting live from the center of North America, or shall I say the center of hell. All right, we're going to be talking a lot about the mentality, or I will. I'm going to be speaking on the mind, basically, and the mechanisms behind psychological and subliminal hypnosis. And we're going to go over some things which deals with that. And in applying these things to everyday life or what we see in our everyday life, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that that you're affected by, although where you can apply it, and you being able to assist and help others, as the book reads, or the time demands. Some of y'all need the book references. Some of y'all just know the time. Although both references is stated or is necessary that I send saviors or saviors was sent to the people, plural, because this is more than one person's mission or work. That once when individuals save themselves, it's incumbent upon them and the responsibility upon them to assist and save others. That's basically all a savior is. And all what Jesus meant by you do greater works than me is that you're in a hell of a worse time. You know, this world has evolved for the We just got a post today And the article was stating about the state of Illinois is going to be adding a P to the LGBT community. T is the trainees. Now they're about to add the P. So you're going to have homosexuals. This is why we say this stuff is madness. You all been saying, oh, homosexuality is not bad. It's not. Oh, really? First of all, this stuff goes hand in hand. Most of the homosexuals are pedophiles, like the priests and all a whole bunch of other people. They involve children. It's one thing that they're gay. Another thing for them to be a prey on your kids. So you slept that on the rug. Then they started coming out with transsexuals. And they were tricking and deceiving people. And this and that. Now it's pedophilia. So all this shit is sick, period. I want to hear all this. Oh, that's not. I got some gay people in my family. You better watch your kids from them. And second of all, if they're so righteous, where are the faggots standing up against this? Where are the faggots saying, hey, we don't want them involved with this? We don't want no part of that. That shows you what toys and jokes they are to this movement. For you niggas out there, they've already taken over your civil rights movement. You niggas out there talking about you feminists, that belongs to the white woman. You look up white women are considered minorities because they were oppressed by their man, who was the European man. She couldn't vote. She couldn't hold a job. She was abused and couldn't call the police. So everybody rode off your back once again. The Negro. They always are riding off of you. You are always the slave. You are always the tail. You are always being the one that everybody's building and predicating off of. So, yeah, that's a problem. And you are going to see about this homosexuality thing when you see Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. Because this P equals the end. That's all that, I mean literally. I'm not talking, it's already the end on the spiritual, mental. I'm talking about now it's time to close the show. When those of us who mean what the fuck refuse to live in a world like that, where we're going to have to physically kill everybody. The divine power won't allow that. So all that's going to happen is you all going to be done. That's in accord with this. Either we go or this going to have to go. Because we're going to refuse to live. And we tolerated some of the other stuff. We basically could deal with that. We're not going no further than that. The war would take place on all levels, spiritually, mentally, and it'd be time to bring it on a physical by then. You have me on record. Mark my words. Now, back to the subject at hand, since the current events is out the way. Because some of us who are still around, this is what we eat, sleep, drink, and wake up for, which is the absolute truth. We live for this. We exist for this. We remain existing for this. So we'll be able to tell you before, show you, because this is the last straw. You know, when we talk about the straw that broke the camel's back, this is it. I'm not living with no fucking pedophiles. If the prisoners in the prison, they got more sense and more dignity. These are criminals. If the criminals don't want them in their world, you become a high profile for a murderer or a stab victim when you are a pedophile. If people in the prisons don't want them around them, what the fuck makes this society think we're going to allow them around us? It's insane. What makes them think that? So this is the last straw. They done broke the last straw on this one. We're not taking that. We'd rather be, was that the saying, with some of us who jump rather than be slaves? You know, that was exactly what I would have done. Before I go under this torment, just let me jump in the ocean somewhere and just in mine before I suffer with that. So we just, if we get slaughtered, so fucking what? We're not going to live here with this hawk shit. We don't care. Sometimes death in this day and time is much greater than this so-called life you all call. Because this is not life. Although it's written that the meek shall inherit the earth or the righteous. And if y'all don't need a writing, I speak in both languages. Some people need somebody's, homosexual named Queen James and his boyfriend Shakespeare. Some of y'all need those references. Some of y'all just know the universe. Some of y'all just know how creation was built. It was built to serve what's right. You serve what's wrong, you're going to get a quick ticket out of here. All you have to do to look at that is look at these gang members and drug. They fall for the devil's trick. So they sit there and do all this negativity, and all he's doing is allow them to put bad karma on themselves. Then they can't make it past. They put so much negativity on themselves, they can't make it past 25 in this creation or this world. So some of us, we know creation, we know nature, we know what's in place and what's set. Well, we don't need no silly ass storyteller who got it from the Book of the Dead. Although if you need that, so be it. Although my key idea, what I want you to do, I want you to be able to read creation. That way nobody can trick you because you know the source of things. Anybody could change literature and writing. You can't change creation. So that's what I want you. I want to connect you to the direct, a direct connect. You don't need no middleman. You don't need no third party. That's where I come in. Cut off the third man and the middleman, give you a direct connect. So basically, what's going on, even on what I just finished talking about on the topic, there's a thing called mind manipulation, where people are subliminally and consciously, because it starts off with a subliminal, and then last but not least, once when they have you subliminally, they have you consciously. I went for the first time last night to see a 4D movie, and the special effects was so real. It was almost like you was right there in the movie, not so much seeing the things and seeing it and act like it's right there, seeming like it's right there. This actually felt like the whole overall feeling was like we was right there, you know, on every seat. I say that to say, although it wasn't, these are abilities and capabilities to influence your mind. It was all levels through sound, touch. I felt every sensor or sense, which was sound, touch, smell. They even have a certain scent that is released during the movie. Some smells like nature and trees and whatnot. Some smells like smoke. So that was very interesting to have that experience and knowing that these people have all types of plays on your mind. We go deeper into that when we talk about what's that thing called? I forgot about Project Bluebeam, which they have that ready for y'all. You know, they got your they gonna project your white Jesus and bring family members back. They got all that shit planned. Go look at that Project Bluebeam. Matter of fact, they did a little what can I say? They did a little exercise at a school once, and the people that thought they were watching, or the young people, they thought they came there, they was watching a water show or something. It was a whale, it was a big whale in there, and it was just jumping around. Then the whale jumps out. This is all projected. This projective whale jumps out and down there jumps on the kids there in the stands, and they just moving out the way. They had the water, everything projected, only for them to realize they were doing Project Bluebeam on them. Other sightings, people going around thinking they done seen this and seen that. And Bill Cooper told you all about that. He wrote in his book, Behold the Pale Horse, that the government has top secret. They got ships that look like UFOs that they done pattern off of, and all kinds of illusionary stuff that they learn how to do. They're going to be using that on y'all. You know, they already got the sound. You done seen the sound weapons in Ferguson. They didn't even need to shoot it. You just destroy you with the sound. So these are advanced toys that they have to utilize. They just need a justified reason. They need you to act crazy by the masses or some type of state of emergency, they call it, or martial law or something like that. Then they have things you never knew they had. So all of these things are set out for your deception, for your demise. All right, so going further in this class, I got kind of behind here. I didn't expect to speak too long, although I went a little OT on my once when I really start teaching. You know, I really go in because there's so much in such a short span of time that I know that you need to know. All you people out there following, sniffing behind Fair Clown and in these weak churches and all that, you all going to be so far behind time. Not just behind the knowledge, you're behind time. The things that you need to know to put you in season in time that's going to save you, you don't know it. You don't know how to stop diabetes running along in your bloodline, heart failure, and all these different generational plagues. Some people going around, cancer is just killing everybody out there like it's normal. It's so much cancer out there marking off people, you all think it's the flu. Killing you. She died of breast cancer. Oh, he had prostate cancer. Got to get your colon checked. Oh, he died. That's right. It's an all-out war out here. And people are coming up missing, literally, as well on other levels. We ain't even going to talk about missing people, literally, that's missing. We talking about you just coming up missing just because the devil made you turn against creation. He made you eat against nature. He made you think against nature. He made all these things that I'm pointing out that has to do with creation and nature. He's got you going in opposition of them. This is when your guard is down. This is when he gets you in a bad karma field, or he puts you on the side. You know, health has to do with healing. Key word in health is heal. So if you don't have the proper health, and the health has to do with the earth. Everything of healing always points back to Mother Nature, whom was created by the Creator. So when we're looking at Mother Nature, we're looking at the author of creation's handiwork. You're looking at him, really. Because you're looking at what he produced, what he wrote. And what he wrote has a final say. Anybody can write some literature, although you can't rewrite creation. All right, so let's get on this. We're going to try to make this as much as we can on such a short time. All right, let's get on this. Healing of the mind. Let's go.
Just looking at the door of each door in the San Jose area. Let's talk about how to hide somebody. Is it really such a secret? Would you be surprised to know this is something that's done all the time? I tell you, the experts advertising people secretly are one. Madison Avenue advertisers, they do it all the time. They spend billions of dollars learning how to do what it was just do. What do? We bypass the conscious mind and speak directly to the subconscious mind. We speak directly to the emotions, and we know advertisers really do that. Some of the ways that they do it, some of the ways that politicians do it, some of the ways that professional speakers have done, certainly some of the ways that televangelists and good evangelists do it, are through three examples of what are known as Goldberg hypnosis, which is really a fancy way of saying emotional persuasion. That's the way I look at it, emotional persuasion. Remember, go with the hypnosis is to bypass the conscious mind, and a little to mind into the emotional mind. So one of the ways that we do that is with a softening of this man. So if this man may be hypothetically, let's say, you will stop smoking or you'll stop eating as much. And that's an authoritarian command that a lot of times people will resist. So what we want to do is kind of soften them. I'm not sure who's going to be the first to notice that you're no longer smoking. The person is receiving, accepting, I don't know who the first person to notice is going to be. But then there's that pause. And what was the command? You're no longer a smoker. Another way of doing that is making that or being supposition making or stacking. Here's an example. By the way, since you're going to the store, would you mind going by the bank to take your coffee? Since you're going to the store, that's reality. Since you're going to the store, would you go to the bank or even better yet? Since you're going to the store, go to the bank. So the reality is, yes, you are going to the store. Conscious mind, yes, that's a reality. That's a testing thing. And number three is stacking. Stacking is when you take two or three or four realities and you tag on or link to a command. For instance, politicians, our country is in trouble. Our healthcare system is a mess. Our education system is broken. People need to get back working. They're losing their jobs. So in our minds, we're thinking emotionally, yes, yes, yes. And that's why I'm going to be your president. Truth, truth, truth to man.
All right. There you got it. You know, subliminal programming. Some of y'all already know an idea, though. That was in detail on how to bypass your conscience. That was in detail how to speak to you indirectly. Because negative is never direct. It's hidden. It hides, or is like this world that works and deals on secrecy. They hide. You know, the Gaysians, they hide from you their little fraternal thing where they get certain privileges, certain things they're able to do, tickets they're able to get past with the police, or beating certain legal system cases and whatnot. Certain favoritisms that they get above you. So, since you don't know that, they communicate with you through your subconscious. And how they communicate with you is they're always putting themselves as the authority. They're always putting themselves as to you, just like he was saying about the command. They'll come with subliminal suggestions in the command, and vote for me, or get out there, and such and such. It's deeper than that, even. Most of it is how they sweet talk you. You know, tell you everything you want to hear. You're under hypnosis. I'm going to stop these borders. I'm going to cut off the illegals and send them back. I'm going to give you more. All of them did that shit. Obama, too. He said, he's going to get electric cars. I'm going to have said electric cars out there for energy, preserving energy, and the green fuel, whatever the hell they call it, you know, to help the planet, the climate on the planet. So he gonna make the cars, and which cars can run off of water anyway. There's enough hydrogen in water for the cars to run, although since oil, you know, water is free. The only thing that costs, you have to dig and migrate, is oil. And you're draining the resources or the fluids out of the planet. And you're slowly killing the planet by draining the planet's lubricants out of it. The fluids out of the planet. By cutting down all the forest trees and the trees that are producing oxygen and killing off the bees or whatnot. Without the bees, you have no pollen. Without no pollen, you have no nature. So, all of these things are necessary. Going on this, I'm going to give an example on mind control for you here. Or better yet, mind fucking. So let's get on this. Dr. King. Now, I hope you haven't gone shopping yet. Listen, this Christmas, let's make it a real
mass for Christ.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Christ is not interested in you going in the store and making the already rich rich, putting yourself in debt for another year to give out gifts upon. Jesus didn't ask you to do that. When you go home, take your Bible, look at the 10th chapter of Jeremiah, and know that going out in the forest, cutting down a tree, bringing it home, decking it with silver and gold, that's what the heathens do. You don't need a Christmas tree in your house. Just pay the priestess. Leave the tree. Well, come on, church. Leave. Martin Luther King, in his last speech in Memphis, April 3rd, the day before he was killed. Listen to Dr. King's words. He said, we don't get to argue with anybody. We don't have to curse and go around acting bad with our words. We don't need any bricks and bottles. We don't need any Molotov cocktails. We just need to go around to these stores and to these massive industries in our country and say, well, God sent us to say to you that you're not treating these people right. We've come by here to ask you to make the first item on your agenda, fair treatment. God's children are concerned. Now, if you're not prepared to do that, we have an agenda that we must follow. And our agenda calls for withdrawing economics from you. Dr. King. Now, I hope you haven't gone shopping.
All right. That is a perfect example of subliminal mind control of a bunch of dumbass niggas with bow ties and head pieces with a perm underneath their head piece. Fake eyelashes. Those bitches got all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I don't want to get down. Does that? Here he is talking about Martin Luther King. Now, mind you, he's a Muslim under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man that taught do for self. He said, "Don't bother." This is what he said. He taught that worked. Because even Dick Gregory and all the other leaders said, we marched, we did all that, and it didn't work. They look at the gangs today. It didn't work. It was a trick. We should have separated and did for self. The people who were back then that marched for this horse shit told you that they were deceived, they were tricked, and it worsened the community. Martin Luther King saw that just before he killed him. That's why he said, my eyes have seen the color. Spoke to Muhammad Ali and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because Muhammad Ali was against the Vietnam War, and they had met each other, him and Ali, and he had said he was speaking against the Vietnam War, which some of them believe that he got killed for that. Now, I'm going to play a short clip right quick. We got a very short time of him and Ali. few doctors have second guesses about this integration stuff because he saw or he was foreseeing this of what was going to happen.
Everybody, when the people battle, the politicians battle, the white faces come together. They, although they believe different, they think different. Whites can come together to think because the institute of us come together to flourish. I say, whatever went back there, it's obvious.
Reverend King, you agree? Oh, yes, yes. We had a very good discussion on many matters. Of course, they cannot be discussed here, but we do have common problems, common concerns. Above all, as we just said, we are all victims of the same system of oppression. So we may have different religious beliefs. This is not at all explaining about a difference in terms of our concerns.
You share the same view.
All right. And white folks saw they were watching King the whole time. They knew when to pull his string. He was speaking with them. He was starting to get influenced because he was seeing a different view, a different input, and he was seeing what they were doing was actually working, and an influence or a greater influence on what he was doing. When Muhammad Ali withdrawed from the Vietnam War and he taught, well, the Viet Cong didn't do nothing to me, there were people all over the world that was following that. He became a world leader. Whites and black folks was getting out of the Vietnam. So he didn't just inspire Negroes. He was also inspiring white folks. Hey, get out the war. You know, they didn't do nothing. Then that's when you started the hippies and all these other white movements who were about peace and all. They were saying, you know, world peace, you know. And you know, non-war. They were anti-war and different things and protesting. He was one of the ones starting. They wasn't protesting before he made a stand worldwide to the world and got his title stripped from him and lost millions of dollars to make a stand. He did that. So, Martin Luther King, anyway, Fairclough is going, he's supposed to be all these millions of dollars niggas is giving him, he's supposed to be building business. He's supposed to be doing what his teacher did, which is building businesses, farmland, schools, airplanes, manufacturing cars, you name it, we're supposed to be doing it for ourselves. But Fairclough now got you niggas doing some Martin Luther King shit that has been proven it doesn't work. As we know, a fool is one doing the same thing over and over, looking for a different result. The same as an insane person is doing the same thing over, looking for something different to happen. You niggas have had years and years of showing that marching, protesting, ain't stop police brutality. One of y'all gets shot down like a dog. You protest, and another nigga a week later gets shot the same way. You can't even keep up with the protesting or the marches, because niggas keep getting shot, because that's not the solution. Now you get your own community and you start policing your own community, that's something different. That's something original. Those are solutions. So if Fairclough and his nation of dummies, or as we say, niggas of ignorance, NOI, he got them under a mind spell, falling into this dog shit. That's our problem with Fairclough. He's a thief, a liar, and an enemy to the black man and woman's rights. And a lot of stuff, because he's the most influential person, a lot of niggas gonna be destroyed with him. So he's like the antichrist to black people. Because he comes angelic, he's charismatic. You niggas love how he makes you feel emotionally. He's a preacher. He's nothing but a gay sonic preacher. So that's all I'm going to be able to share. My time is running heck of short. Like I said, it was going to go fast, and I was able to get some things over, although we might have a part two to this because there's a whole lot more that needs to be shared. Although this is short, brief, although sweet and power-packed. So make sure you pay attention and study this. All right, so with that said, eternal powers.